This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. When you were 22 years old, did you know what you were doing next week, much less the next year? When you're one of the most sought-after young pianists, you do. Benjamin Grosvenor is a rising young British pianist who says having his calendar blocked out through 2016 is a bit surreal.
You're planning your life 2 years in advance all the time. But you get used to it, and there's a lot of decisions to be made on a daily basis.
3 years ago, Benjamin became the youngest British musician ever to sign on with Decca Classics, and recently he released his second solo recording. It's titled Dances. It was inspired by a letter written in 1909 by the Italian composer-pianist Ferruccio Busoni, who proposed a dance program made up of original works and transcriptions arranged in chronological order.
What appealed to me about the dance theme was that it allowed for such a scope when it came to repertoire, because there's music stretching back to, you know, to Bach and before fits the bill. And so I wanted to construct a program which was varied in terms of repertoire, and very varied in that it included works that were familiar and works which were more obscure.
On Dances, the first half of the program features two larger-scale works, Bach's Partita No. 4 in D major and two Chopin Polonaises.
But then we move on to some early mazurkas by Scriabin, which are very Chopin-esque, and so follow on nicely from the Chopin, to Scriabin's Waltz Opus 38, which is some middle-period work by him. It's very ecstatic, opulent and hedonistic, and sort of a waltz in the skies. Scriabin is a fascinating composer because of the way that his style developed, and the early pieces, like these mazurkas, he was only about 17 when he wrote. Inspired by Chopin, most definitely, as a lot of his music was at that time, but with this very individual quality to it, this Russian twist, I suppose, some strange harmonies, and some of the counterpoint is very individual.
Benjamin Grosvenor also includes some rather atypical works by the Spanish composer-pianist Enrique Granados. It's his set of eight waltzes.
Granados is a composer we associate with very Spanish music, which really inhabits a certain idiom, and this piece not so much. I think there's still elements there, sort of in the prelude you hear strumming of guitars, and it's all very melodic, vocal kind of music, and very charming.
You'll also be charmed and amazed by the piano transcription of Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz by Polish-born composer Adolf Schultz-Evler. Benjamin admits this is a really difficult piece.
The writing's so finishy difficult, but it requires such lightness of touch. And, I mean, the first three pages alone are quite something because you have this constant figuration in the right hand, and I think altogether there are about 800 notes in the first three pages, and it's just really imaginative transcription. I mean, some of the textures he gets there and the way he treats the themes, it's really ingenious.
After this finger-busting waltz, you'll find yourself wanting more, and Benjamin Grosvenor delivers, offering two fun encore pieces from the 20th and 21st century, a tango by Isaac Albéniz and a boogie-woogie etude by Morton Gould. Take a spin through Benjamin Grosvenor's new recording, Dances, and you'll quickly hear why he's one of the most sought-after young pianists of his day. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.